Joe Rogan smears Republicans as homophobic for not codifying same-sex marriage. By Paul Bois on July 26, 2022. Podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan attacked Republicans for removing freedoms like abortion and not codifying same-sex marriage in order to silence left-wing critics who might think him a secret conservative. Speaking to comedian Andrew Schultz, Rogan name-checked Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, for reportedly telling Senator Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., that legislation to codify same-sex marriage is a stupid waste of time as Americans face real problems like inflation and high gas prices. It's not just abortion rights, but now they're going after gay marriage too. Which is so strange to me, said Rogan on Saturday. Marco Rubio is saying that it's like a silly thing to argue about, to be concerned about, and some other senator, a gay woman, confronted him and she was furious at it. 'Cause gay marriage is not silly, it's marriage. It's marriage for people that are homosexual and for them it's important. Rogan said that LGBTQ Americans simply want to affirm their love and that Republicans may be targeting same-sex marriage in order to divide voters. It's so homophobic, Rogan said. Because you're saying there's something wrong with being homosexual. By saying that you are opposed to gay marriage, you're saying you're opposed to gay people. Watch below. Echoing sentiments expressed by Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy, Rogan said he cannot be a Republican for reasons like same-sex marriage and abortion. The fact that they're going after that now, like that's the kind of shit that keeps me from being a Republican. It's only one of the kind of, there's a bunch of shit that keeps you from being a Republican, Rogan said. People will say like, oh, you know, you're a secret conservative. Like you can suck my dick. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm so far away from being a Republican, he added. Rogan's diatribe against Republicans comes after he said he would never have former President Trump on his podcast. By the way, I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape or form. I've had the opportunity to have him on my show more than once. I've said no, every time, he said. I don't want to help him, Rogan added. I'm not interested in helping him.